At 9:02, we have 82 degrees as your temperature under sunny skies. Look for a high of 98 here today with that heat warning continuing here in the Anishina Valley. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The operators of the Winnevegas Casino near Sloan hope the amphibious duck boats they plan to acquire will get gamblers safely through Missouri River floodwaters. The boat holds 26 people and can run on land and in water. They would be used to ferry casino employees and customers back and forth. Goodberry County closed the road into the casino last month because of the flooding. That forced the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska to close its casino. A berm has been built to protect the casino, which has become an island in a sea of floodwater. Earlier this month, the county rejected a casino proposal to elevate the road. Casino officials say they hope to get the boats and reopen coming up next week. Audubon County Board of Supervisors have submitted a contract proposal for Jansen Waterproofing of $57,828 for a project that would make improvements to the Audubon County Courthouse. If approved, the funds will be used for the third phase of a larger project. The project would help prevent any water and other damage to the building. The board submitted the contract bid at their meeting Monday. It will have to be approved by the county attorney. Hot temperatures were the cause of an early wake-up call for residents of Clarinda early Tuesday morning. Emergency sirens in Clarinda accidentally sounded for about 5 minutes at about 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Officials in Clarinda say the sirens went off due to an atmospheric conditions and their effects on wireless technology. The heat caused radio frequencies to skip hundreds of miles across the atmosphere. Those skips usually occur during prolonged periods of warm temperatures. With hot temperatures also comes an increased chance of starting fires. The Atlantic Fire Department has some advice for residents to prevent those fires in the extreme heat.
Air conditioners, maybe you're sticking window air conditioners in if they have one break. Keep track of your cords and make sure you're not overloading your home circuits. You know, if you're plugging into outlets that are designed for an outlet, if you do use an extra air conditioner or what have you. And common sense fire prevention type things.
That's Bob Reynolds of the Atlantic Fire Department. Reynolds says they have been practicing some different firefighting techniques in the heat.
We call it firefighter rehab. Practice that a little bit the last few days. We've had some training at a burn trailer out back here. So as soon as a crew fights a fire or a training burn, goal is to get them in shade, get their gear off of them, you know, try to keep plenty of water in them. Of course, we maintain getting their vital signs.
Reynolds says having a new cooling vest that they will use when on duty.
We have a new tool for the fire department. We have some cooling vests we've purchased. Some vests that some water through a cooler. It circulates water around. As soon as we get them out of the fire into the rehab, we put these vests on, and it helps absorb the body heat, helps cool them down a little bit quicker.
Reynolds went on to say that they'll likely call in assistance from other towns if an instant fire breaks out in extreme conditions. Republicans are accusing Democratic congressional candidate Kristi Vilsack of trying to hide her real liberal agenda. The National Republican Congressional Committee has produced a video ridiculing Vilsack's listening tour this past spring through the new 4th District. And Kristi Vilsack's running all over Iowa with her little notebook asking Iowans what's on their mind, the video's narrator says, his voice dripping with sarcasm. In late April, Vilsack announced that she would travel the new district to meet with voters and find out what the middle class went and help bring it back. The ad pictures Vilsack as a bobblehead doll and includes a photo of President Obama and Nancy Pelosi smiling at one another as well.
Kristi Vilsack's running all over Iowa with her little notebook, asking everyone what's on their mind. Kristi, you may be trying to hide your liberal agenda, but Iowans will figure it out pretty quick. Kristi Vilsack, come on.
During a speech earlier on Tuesday in Ames, Vilsack said Iowans are sick and tired of the partisanship and finger-pointing in Washington and favor compromise over stalemate. And Vilsack suggested the federal government should partner with private businesses and individuals on a wide variety of projects, from flood relief after the Missouri River recedes to grants that help finance high-speed internet lines in rural Iowa.
I'm running for Congress because I believe the federal government has a role to play in helping our communities, large and small, survive and prosper. But the role must be focused and sensible.
Iowa Republican Party Chairman Matt Strawn calls Vilsack's candidacy a non-starter because of her close association with the Obama administration. Vilsack's husband, former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, is President Obama's Secretary of Agriculture. Christy Vilsack will likely face Republican Congressman Steve King in 2012. She raised nearly $425,000 in the past 3 months, while King raised about $170,000, more than $250,000 less than Vilsack. A Clarinda man had been sentenced to over 15 years in prison on child pornography charges. Robert Eugene Glasgow of Clarinda was sentenced to 188 months of prison Monday for a receipt of child pornography. United States District Judge James Ritzner also ordered Glasgow to serve a 10-year term of supervised release following incarceration. Glasgow was found guilty of the charges by a jury in January. During the trial, prosecutors claimed Glasgow had built his own computer and used it to share child pornography files. The investigation was conducted by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, Cyber Crimes Unit, also Clarinda Police Department, Page County Attorney's Office, and Department of Homeland Security. The case was prosecuted by the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. School board elections in Cass County are set to take place on September 13th this fall. Nomination papers for offices up for election must be filed with the appropriate school board secretary by August 4th. All offices up for election this year are for 4-year terms. The following offices are up for election: the Atlantic Community School District, 3 at-large local directors, the incumbents John Martins, Phil Haskell, and Dennis Davis, and 1 at-large local director, a vacancy term ending in 2013, and Glenn Smith is the incumbent there. Cam Community School District has 1 North District local director. Incumbent is Randall Rabe, and 1 South District local director open, which the incumbent is Todd McKee. And the Cam Community School District also has 1 North District local director there available in that seat as well, as we just mentioned. The Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District is looking for a new band leader. The current band director, Michelle Dickinson, resigned to pursue a similar position at another school in Iowa. The board decided to fill the position by hiring another full-time instructor. They had considered sharing the band director position with Audubon during Monday's board meeting. Interviews will begin Thursday in the district for finding a new band leader. Some roads in Atlantic will be temporarily closed during Rag Brian in an effort to keep the cyclists safe. Most of the road closures will only be closed for about an 8-hour period when the 12,000 cyclists begin to enter Atlantic. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green strongly encourages motorists to avoid Highway 6 between Lewis and Atlantic on Sunday. He says the shoulders of Highway 6 will have rumble strips on them, and it will be difficult for bicyclists to move to the shoulder for vehicle traffic. To keep Highway 6 traffic low, the 22nd Street and Sunnyside Lane intersection will be closed to westbound traffic starting on Sunday morning. Meanwhile, the 29th Street intersection with Willow Street will also be closed starting Sunday morning to westbound traffic. Areas of Sunnyside Lane from 22nd to 10th Street will be open only to RagBri riders and those living on Sunnyside Lane in that area. Other areas may have traffic restrictions as the situation warrants throughout Sunday. RagBri support vehicles will use Olive Street from I-80 to enter Atlantic, so Green recommends avoiding Olive Street north of town if possible. Other likely to be congested include 10th Street in between Olive and Highway 6, Sunnyside Park, Cass County Fairgrounds, Roosevelt Drive, East 14th Street, and the areas around the Atlantic High School and Heritage House. Green also suggests avoiding Highway 173 Monday, as riders will be using that road to leave town. Green suggested that Highway 6 traffic going to Griswold or Lewis use G30 West to M56, and for those going to Omaha, Green suggests using I-80 via Highway 71. And also, a swimming incident on the Nottoway River near Clarinda led to 2 young teens being taken to area hospitals. The incident happened late Tuesday evening when boaters on the river noticed 2 young swimmers appearing to be in distress. A call was then immediately made to authorities. When they arrived, they noticed a young boy and girl swimming near the east side of the river near the Clarinda Dam. Clarinda police say the boy, who appeared to be under the age of 14, was pulled at about 10:30 p.m. He was flown by LifeNet helicopter. It is believed to be in critical condition. First responders were also able to dive in the river and pull out a girl who appeared to be under the age of 14. When brought to land, she was still unconscious and was taken by ambulance to the Clarinda Regional Hospital, where she was believed to be in fair condition. Witnesses say they saw the two teens enter the river sometime after 8:30. An update is expected later today from Clarinda Police. Taking a look now here this hour at your funeral announcements. Karen G. Smith, age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday at her home in Atlantic at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Karen Smith will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Elaine Lynn Wiley, age 66, of Slater, died Monday at the Mary Greeley Medical Center in Ames. Funeral services for Elaine Wiley will be held at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora at 11 a.m. here today. Howard Clark, age 85, of Irwin, died Monday at the Manila Manor. Services for Howard Clark will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. in the United Methodist Church in Irwin. OD Funeral Home in Manila is handling the arrangements. Otis Jensen, age 92, of Atlantic, formerly of Rural Brayton, died Monday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Otis Jensen will be held at 2 p.m. on Thursday in the Brayton Lutheran Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Eldon E. Sherman, age 93, of Stewart, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Eldon Sherman will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And Paul Matthias Vogesser, age 84, of Hancock, died a Tuesday at the Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. Services for Paul Vogesser will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Friday at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paul Lee Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here this morning on KJN. We'll have the SkyScan weather forecast coming up for you here next. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.